And finally, in our top five, clashes erupt between French police and protesters who once again marched in Paris to voice their anger at the government's proposed labor reforms. Police used tear gas to disperse the angry demonstrators. A police vehicle was torched during the clashes, and 12 protesters were detained. The protesters converged on the Republic Square in eastern Paris to voice their opposition to the government's plans. Opponents argued that the new reforms will worsen the working conditions and increase the unemployment rate. The demonstrators pledged to continue their campaign until President François Hollande backs down. Paris and some of the French cities have seen anti-government protests since March 31. George Barta is activist and campaigner for Occupy Movement, joining us from London. George Barta, these protests are continuing and they're not letting up. So do you take the side of the protesters or the side of the government?
Oh, I mean, very much the side of the protesters. Obviously, it's very inspiring for me as part of the Occupy movement to see essentially a similar and analogous movement happening on mainland Europe. Because, of course, while the Occupy movement was a strong sort of US-UK nexus, we had a big and prominent gathering in the City of London, as people may remember, for 4 months in 2011 and 2012. And there was the Indignados movement in Spain. France didn't really take part in that movement at the time, and it's very, very inspiring for me to see what is essentially an identical movement emerging. And I know people have been meeting in London as well, just in relatively small numbers so far. But my hope is that this will really spread. And I think given the upcoming EU referendum, I think it's important to have some different voices and a different story about what's going on in Europe and what we need to be happening, not just here, but across the world.
Okay, why don't you touch on that a little bit for us as to why these French are protesting in the form and manner that they are. Obviously, I would think one of the reasons would be the austerity measures that France has taken.
Yes, I mean, I think the important thing to stress, though, is that we had a similar experience in Occupy, that the mainstream media seemed very concerned to try and limit the narrative around what we were doing. You know, they were determined to try and make it about anger at the bankers' bonuses, for instance. And certainly, you know, the trigger for these protests seems to have been the proposed change to the labour laws in France, and those are very real and need to be opposed. But absolutely, if you listen to what people are saying on the ground, this is about the need for a system change. And the slightly sort of geeky political word for the nature of the focus of this movement is what we call intersectionality, or the coming together of struggles is another way of putting it. And what that means very simply is that more and more people recognize that the main problems that we have in the world are all very much interlinked, and they all have one thing in common, which is that the incredibly wealthy and powerful are getting more and more wealthy and powerful, and the consequences for everybody else are increasingly bad, you know, in terms of, you know, looking forward, just simply being able to pay for the things that we need to have decent societies. As long as the very wealthy are taking their money into tax havens, then, you know, we're not able to invest in the kind of societies that we need going forward. And so I think it's very important that we don't limit our understanding of this to just the labour laws, even though, of course, they were a factor. This is about, you know, dealing with the tax system, dealing with the way finance seems to rule the world, to the exclusion of the needs of virtually everybody else, it seems. And of course, we're in a slightly different moment in the UK because we have this potential of, you know, something like a left-wing Labour Party coming to prominence, whereas obviously France is on the other side in the sense that they've had a supposedly socialist government that has been effectively betraying the people. But nonetheless, this is, as I say, a virtually identical movement, it seems, to the Occupy movement and to the Indignados movement in Spain. And it's basically about people recognising that unless we radically change the balance of power we have at the moment between you know, the powerful vested interests and everybody else, then things just carry on as they are, which is, you know, more and more concentrations of wealth and power, as I said, and worse consequences for everybody else.